You came here and very quickly got involved in the PTA, got proposed starting a wellness committee. Could you talk a little about why you did that?
Well, I guess I had gotten used to I thought it was standard that kids weren't given candy at school. And maybe it was just where I happened to live in downtown Los Angeles that wasn't the case. But when I got here, I noticed that for the first 2 weeks of school, the kids were coming home almost every day with either a candy or a fruit roll-up in which the first ingredient was a high fructose corn syrup or, you know, a lollipop or chocolates. And they were saying that they were getting them in the classroom from their teachers and that they were either snacks that the teachers solicit snacks from the parents to give to the whole class. They were either snacks or rewards from the teachers. So I didn't know exactly how to handle that because I was not familiar with the local culture or even just the school culture regarding diet and only with, you know, the national buzz and, you know, the epidemic of childhood obesity and the fact that my family has a genetic predisposition for diabetes in the first place. So I asked the principal if there were any guidelines as far as what teachers are serving the students. And he said that it's done on an individual basis and that I should talk to the individual teachers. Now, since I'm not from here, I didn't feel comfortable dealing with it as an individual. I didn't want my kid to be that one kid that doesn't get the lollipop. I didn't want my kid to be the one kid who, you know, all the others are snickering about because I was responsible for them not getting lollipops anymore. I didn't want to be, you know, that problem parent that always has something to say. I basically wanted to start off on the right foot. So I decided to go to the PTA meeting and I asked the president of the PTA prior to the meeting if we could get the, you know, this issue on the agenda.
Was that Ada or Steph?
That was Steph. Okay. That was Steph Adams. And she wrote back and said that, you know, the agenda was done, but that she would propose, if I want to talk about forming a wellness committee. So I went and she did. And almost everybody in the room signed up because everybody has something to say, whether it's about not having a PE teacher, whether it's about the quality of the food that they're getting from the vendor that does the school lunches, whether it's about the snacks, you know, everybody had something to say about their concerns for the physical, you know, wellness of the children.
Did it surprise you that they don't have designated PE teachers? It's left up to the homeroom teachers.
Actually, I didn't even know until a few weeks in because I know that there's a gym. And I assumed that if there was a gym, there was a PE teacher. And I would ask, you know, my daughter said that, you know, she was getting PE with her Spanish language arts teacher. And I thought that it was just situational because she happened to be pulled out for Spanish language arts and that the rest of her class was going to PE with the PE teacher. But because of the scheduling, you know, whatever. But it turns out that, in fact, no, they all go with the homeroom teacher. So, yes, I was surprised. I had no idea.
I mean, did you have a negative reaction or did you feel comfortable saying, oh, you know, whatever?
I thought, well, you know, the budget crisis, I thought in Los Angeles you didn't have PE at all. And you know, almost kind of like, well, you know, we should be thankful for the crumbs that we get. And maybe also because I walk my kids to school every day. We walk 7.5 blocks to, I get, you know, 15 blocks twice a day. They get 15 blocks once a day. So I felt like I'm getting them enough exercise. That's just me, though. And also, Hannah's teacher happens to be a yoga instructor or was a yoga instructor at some point in her life. And so she actually knows what she's doing. I can't say that I would feel comfortable as somebody with training in literature and lots of teaching experience that anybody that knows how to read can teach literature. So by the same token, I don't think that, you know, anybody that knows how to throw a ball can teach PE. So, on the one hand, I felt like I was satisfied because I was lucky that we walk and that she happens to have a, you know, somebody who actually is trained. But then on the other hand, it doesn't solve the issue for the rest of the student body.
So is this an issue that needs to be solved or is it something that, I mean, they've been doing this since the 1970s. Do you feel like if they're doing it, if they've done it this long, they must know what they're doing?
No, I think it's a logical fallacy that, you know, precedent, you know, makes right. I think that the recent research that has been going on, I think in Switzerland, there was a, I was reading an article about, there was a controlled experiment that followed, it was a long-term study that showed the students' performance on math, science, language arts, and it had two groups, and one of them had PE regularly with a PE instructor, and the other did not. And in the long-term study, the children who had PE, like all the way into ninth grade, were doing much better academically and than those that were not.
You mean those who were not doing PE or did right. not have a PE teacher?
That did not have regular, organized PE instruction.
Mm. It's not just an issue that you feel like is an issue among parents. There are teachers who you believe might be concerned about this.
Absolutely. I mean, if I were, I was an educator or am an educator in a kind of more informal way now. But if I were asked to teach math, I would feel uncomfortable. I mean, yes, I could look it up and I could refresh myself and I could come up with activities and I could do a decent job, but that's really not what I was trained for and that's not what I was contracted for. And it would, and then I would feel, you know, like I'm taking something from someone else and that, you know, I'm being put in a position where I'm not standing on my strengths. And I wouldn't want to be in that kind of position professionally. And I would imagine that there are teachers that feel that way too.